Archers, attack! Keep firing! Let none escape! Another down! Do not relent!
Welcome back to another action-packed, karate-kicking, butt-licking episode of another pod, Do Not Relent. I'm Slide Whistle.
I am immunization, and for my talent today, I will be performing one kick.
I'm Aaron, Fire Magic Extraordinaire and Horde Punching Bag. And while Immune's doing the kicking, I'll doing the licking. I'm gonna eat ass live on stage.
Isn't the idea of licking just so weird?
Yeah, it's interesting that we as humans, like, it serves a function of, like, cleaning wounds or, like, cleaning ourselves. And then we as humans eventually were like, but what if we do that to, like, for sex? What if we do that for fun?
I mean, we could probably, I feel like humans are probably more so along the lines of, like, if we lick something, it would be, like, toxic. Because, like, I guess, like, our mouths are probably one of the most disgusting parts in our body. Also, I just, whenever I think of licking something, I just think of, like, how in Pokemon it paralyzes things. I'm like, yeah, checks out. I don't know why, but...
I mean, if someone came up and licked me, I would stop. I certainly would stop charging my solar beam.
Oh my god, speaking of solar beam, what's the best Pokemon sound, and why is it the sound that Hyper Beam makes?
Oh, we're doing move sounds?
Yeah, like...
I always got to go with the Gen 3, the GBA Leaf Blade, because it was really long.
I couldn't find it online, but trust me.
I love every single round. I'm wasting your life and my time.
There's some real crunchy leaf sounds going on.
I always have a soft spot in my heart for Gen 1 Hydro Pump. I also feel like that one takes a long time because, like, in each animation of, like, the water pumping upward and then pumping back down and the sound, it takes a while.
Yeah, for no particular reason, it is a 40 frame, like, animation. And then they were like, yeah, let's just do it 3 times.
Speaking of doing things 3 times or doing things once, our raid clear this week was hilarious.
Yeah, it was very much night and day. If last week was the stinky white night elf outfit, this is the beautiful green and yellow one, because we just came in there and then we just did it. One shot,
it's right? Almost like, yeah, one shot. It was almost like what we said on air last week, that, like, you know, maybe if we had everyone on their normal roles, everyone showed up, we would one-shot it like we have been for the last 3 weeks, and maybe people need to calm down a little bit.
I'm over this fight, though. Like, I'm not even healing it anymore, and I'm just like, man, the Farrakh fight is really just...
Bleh. It has gotten to the point that it is now muscle memory. Like, I was talking with Caitlin during it. I did not even pay attention. I just knew, like, okay, he's going up. 2 shimmers, turn around. When he gets here, use, like, the Feywild move, the Night Fey move. It's just, I know exactly what to do every time now.
And, like, I feel like phase 1 and phase 2 are whatever, but, like, being a seed person in phase 3 is still stressful. I feel like it's always stressful. Although RNG was on our side this week, it was a lot easier. Like, I feel like not all of us had to drop the seeds at the same time every single time this time.
Yeah, I don't know how Brodsky's out here doing it, because he's dead last, right?
Yeah, I feel bad for him. I mean, depending on how fast we do the DPS, sometimes I don't even have to use mine either, but...
We just got to do the DPS faster.
And then after that, we went on just goofball characters. Well, at least I pulled out my goofiness. I decided it was Randleman's time to shine, and that certainly was something.
Did Randy get anything good?
No,
Randy man?
No, that's the worst part too. He got nothing. Like, I'll get choices of things because we killed enough guys that he'll get 2 choices at the Great Vault. But I'm like, I feel like it's highway robbery. I'm over here, and I guess I'm an alt. He's like fifth down the line, but it's like not even 1 trinket. Come on, man.
I must have been, like, the only leather wearer or something that, like, needed gear or whatever, because, like, I rolled on a... Or maybe I was the only person on, like that tier or whatever, but like I was on my druid. I probably would have brought my mage or something else, but when everyone swapped around on their alts, we still needed a healer. So I was like, I guess I will attempt to resto druid heal again. It's the first time since Shadowlands, I guess. I was also fighting a battle of voodoo, which was like not cooperating with like setting up a new profile. So that was a little rough.
Yeah, you were battling voodoo over there. You know, that's why I'm in the hashtag no fancy healing frames club. You just keep it OG and you never know what you're missing out on. What's your favorite way to heal, Aaron?
Excuse me, sir. I'm answering private messages as I'm engaging
what?
As a social media.
Why are you answering
media.
Private messages on the podcast? Because
you guys
recording.
Were talking about healing. And you know what my favorite way to heal is? Wrong life weaving. Although I guess it's technically right now, because I liked life weaving when you just at a distance waved your hands at guys. But when I was doing it, it's like, no, you gotta get up in there and you gotta, you know, fist weave. And I was just like, no, because then I get hit and I'm a squishy little boy.
You just gotta kick those powerful little legs around the room.
Yeah, but that is literally the only way I know how to heal. One time in a key, I healed as Randleman, so it's a shaman healer. And I was next to useless. Like, whoever was tanking was a good sport. It was a DK, and they're like, I guess I'll switch into something. I'll switch my talent so I can heal myself more to make it easier for you. And I was like, yeah.
I'll keep myself alive, don't worry. We've got interesting Warcraft Rumble news. It might be coming to PC, it seems like, which probably would be a good move
yeah,
for it.
It's weird, but it's like, I would play it more. I don't know. Because I don't, like, I'm not on the train. I'm not, like, bored enough to pull out my phone and do it enough. But if they were like, we souped up all of the animations, it runs a lot smoother, just do it on your computer, I'd be like, I actually am interested in that.
I feel like I need something at this point, too, because I feel like, what has it been now? Like 4 months and some change since it dropped. And it was exciting for the first bit, but I feel like they really haven't added anything new to it. Like each season, they're like, oh, here's a new mini. And then it's like, I feel like I'm like, I don't care. Like, that's not enticing to me.
Yeah, our guild's not doing so hot. We didn't make the 3 threshold because some people haven't been logging in and pulling their business.
All I'm saying
Tyre,
is...
Aaron,
all
Papa
I'm,
Cheese.
All I'm saying is that if Coach Mac feels like he needs to lecture me, the creator, the namer, dare I say. And I don't mean to pull rank, but Mean Mouse Mob came from my brain, came from my
did
wrinkles.
Did it? I don't think it did.
It did. It did. Mean Mouse Mob came from my wrinkles.
But you're very close to being kicked from the
well, you're
next.
I'll just kick out Coach Mac. He can go find somewhere else to go.
Also, I'm pretty sure it was me that made Mean Mouse Mob's name.
No, I don't think so. I think we were all thinking Mean Mouse, but I believe the phrase Mean Mouse Mob was mine.
Okay, I'll let you have this victory, but I'm pretty sure it was me.
I don't think it was either of you. I think it was me.
It wasn't you.
I think it was.
No, it wasn't you.
You know what? It was me. I'm going to put my foot down and say it was me. As the creator of the guild, as the owner of the
that
guild.
That is true.
The
you
one
were
who's
going to
kick you.
You were the guy who sent out the invites to my guild.
You're about to have to go find a new guild next season, season 4.
I won't be finding it because I don't. I'll be playing it. Even when it does inevitably come to the PC. I don't
That's
know.
That's the thing I was wondering. So, like, Coach Mac and all the other, like, the 2 or 3 other really active members in our guild here, like, do they just, like, not leave because, like, there's not really any other options, really? Like, I assume most guilds are, like, pretty inactive.
Yeah, I'm curious what the market looks like out there. If you're somebody who's been shopping around for a Warcraft guild, or whatever the fuck it's, Warcraft Rumble guild, let us know what the market's like, but I highly doubt any of you are.
I know.
It seems like a dead game.
The other day, Lynn was very politely asking someone, like, can you please log in and just do some horde missions? I'm trying to get my thing, and you're the only other person in our guild that does anything. So, yeah, it sounds like even the most dedicated WoW heads out there became disenchanted with it.
Yeah, I don't know if they have any plans for it, but they better figure that shit out quick.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like it It's that they would certainly never say it because it cost them millions to develop and all of those artists put their hard work in before getting shit canned a month ago. But I mean, it had a good 2-3 months. I feel like that's all you can ask. Neko Atsume, love it. Love it. What happened like 3 months after it came out? No one played it. That's just the fate of any mobile game that isn't sewer surfing.
Well, speaking of Neko Atsume, though, like, did you guys see that, like, they're rebooting it soon?
If you're not familiar, it's a game where you get cats and you get to put little fun hats on them.
Yeah, it's your phone is inactive and you open up your phone and you see who's there. I don't think new cats show up. You just kind of take care of the cats that are there. And then it's like, okay, I'll check in an hour, see who came by the house. And yes, I did see the reboot and I'm very excited for it. Warcraft Rumble, get off my phone. I'm going to hang out with Coach Mac's brother, Coach Mike, as we summon Joe DiMaggio.
I do miss Joe DiMaggio. That was a good-ass cat. What did you guys actually pick up from the Trading Post? Have you swung by it yet? You made your purchases?
I did. Yes, I did. I got the Phantom of the Opera finery set, which everything other than the hat looks fine. It looks good. And then I got one of the masks. And I think that was it, because together that was 1,000 of the 1,200 that I had remaining. So I'm down to 200 tendies, and I was just like, I don't have enough to get any. I could get some gum from like the prize counter, but I'll just save it for next time.
I haven't been yet, nor do I think that I have to this point like maxed out my like tendie earnage. So I need to do a little bit more content before I can head over there. I probably just, by looking at the list here, if I have enough, I'm probably going to buy the Peafowl. I just feel like that is one of the cooler mounts that has been around in there.
Apparently it's brand new. I thought it was a reskin of a pre-existing bird, but someone said that it was a brand new model. So I'm really Peafowl egg on my face for not getting it, although I did freeze it. Sorry, Spectral Cub, you're gone.
Yeah, I'll probably either freeze it or outright buy it, depending on how many tendies I have. And then I will buy that dress that I say that I always have to buy, because I promised myself I would, so that's another thing that I will be buying.
Yeah, I picked the Peafowl up, and it's got some cool animations to it. When it flies, some like blue sparkle glitter comes out around it, like little particles. And, you know, it's got a little fat, chubby belly. It's good. It's good. I like it. And then other than that, I think I'm not buying anything else. I'm going to save the tendies for hopefully a banging next month. Oh, there's the Peafowl police. That's the
sound of the police. But yeah, I think that's all I'll buy this month. I feel like it's weaker than the last month, which is nice.
Definitely.
Because I spent a lot last month. So I think it'll... Not even that's going to be a saving month, because like if I buy the Peafowl, that's what, $750? So like that's a lot still.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah, you still have $250 you can hold on to. It's still a net gain in the month, technically.
Also, I speed ran my acquisition of all of my points at twitch.tv/AaronDNR. Come catch it again if I ever try and do it again, but probably the speed will be just as quick.
What were the fastest ways you got your points?
It was just doing world quests over and over and over, and that got me probably 900 of the points. And then the last little bit were silly things, like I had to flip over a Hearthstone board, or I had to like take a picture with a top hat on. You can watch the whole thing on YouTube at AaronDNRVOD, that's VOD VOD dumps, roughly an hour 19. That's about how long it took me. But there's a lot of wasted time. I farted around in the primalist future for a second, waiting to kill that world boss. And then I was like, oops, actually no one is here.
Oh, like literally nobody, like not a single person showed up?
Not a single person. I sat there for like 5 minutes just with like in looking for group. No one was there. So I was like, oh God, no one's going to this one. Luckily the guy who gets waffle stomped in the Emerald Dream, he counted for like that, like kill a world boss. So all was right with the world.
Dang, it's rough out there. I know we're in a bit of a dry spell. So what are the people out there doing, you think, if they're not doing that?
Anything else?
I just don't know if anyone's doing anything. Yeah, that's the thing, is we are doing a dry spell, but I did see people around. I did even do some PvP, which was just as hollow as Dragonflight PvP has always been. But I just think the Primalist future has no future. I think I was the first person to step in that in like a year's time.
You're the first one in and you're the last one out. Did you guys pick up the $20 Dreadlord set? Because let me tell you, that's expensive as fuck.
But it's, you know, no. What? I was not going to say, but it's worth it. But that is a set. That is a very interesting set.
I feel like if you've always wanted a Dreadlord set for some reason, I guess it's worth it. But $20, I don't know. Like, I know you get two things and some wings, but I think that's my point of, like, I don't really want that unless it looks bitchin'.
And I can't even personally say it looks bitchin'. It looks very cool, but that's the problem with having expansions that have, like, you get the enemy's armor. Is I feel like plate guys got this like around Legion. Like, I feel like we've pried a lot of Legion pieces of armor off that look similar enough to this that I'm not going to spend my money on it.
Yeah, that's fair. I can definitely see some of like the boots and like the headpiece looking like it could come from somewhere else. Very Legion coded.
So it's $20, but like, does it come with all of these different colors?
Yeah. So I think it's, is it, wait, is it two or three? Because now I'm looking at this yellow one.
I believe it is...
It almost looks like four in these pictures that you're showing here in post chat.
I think it's just the two. Grays for girls, purples for boys.
Yeah, I think it's just the lighting is different on the bottom picture that shows them together.
Wait a minute. That bottom one has purples for girls. What the heck? I thought these things were a binary. I no longer stand. Don't they know? Grays for girls, purples for fellas.
And this brings me to my next point, going a little bit into Underwatch with Sneaky Tony. The Cowboy Bebop skins.
Sleepy Tony woke up.
Wait. Hold back. I was going to say, did my boy Tony rebrand without telling me? I mean, did he wake up from his sleep and he's like, I had a dream, and it's a dream that I am now sneaky.
He said, I'm no longer asleep, I'm woke. I'm hanging out with Woke Tier, and we're bringing you the Cowboy Bebop skins.
How much money do you think the Cowboy Bebop skins are going to cost individually and in the bundle? And B, are they going to look flippin' fresh, or are they going to be ugly like the Kiriko one?
I'm going to say 20 each, 50... maybe 60 total.
How many are there?
There's one free one and there's four priced ones. So I think it's the exact same thing as the Le Seraphim bundle.
Okay, so the Le Seraphim bundle, I believe, was $68 for all of them. And then I think it was 20 for each of them. Does that sound right?
That does sound right.
Yes, that was correct, because I did buy just Somber. And I remember that being 20.
Yeah, and then you could have got the bundle with the character plus the fun things for 25, like the little player icon and the whatever, hoobajibas. I feel like they wouldn't have made this high-quality Cowboy Bebop Overwatch trailer video. If you haven't seen it and you're a fan of one or the other or both, check that shit out. It looks dope. It's so good.
It's so good. It's wild that they, and maybe because Cowboy Bebop is a much more prestigious anime than One Punch Man. But One Punch Man, they're just like, it's here. It's ready. This, yeah, they did an entire parody on the opening. Ugh!
I don't know anything about Cowboy Bebop, so I can't really speak on that part of it. Which characters are getting skins? I saw that Ash is getting one.
McCree is Spike Spiegel.
Who?
Ash.
Who?
Is
Who's that?
Faye Valentine. Oh, shit, I'm sorry. I've outed myself as a racist and a misogynist. Cassidy is Spike Spiegel. Ash is Faye Valentine. Malga is Jet Black. Sombra is Ed. I believe Edward is the full name. And then Hammond, a.k.a. Wrecking Ball, is going to be Ein the Dog.
And the Wrecking Ball one is the free one, right?
Yes, that is the free one. Also, I'm sorry, Bob in the Ash skin is Bebop, the ship that they live on.
which is crazy. Like, so I've watched season one. I was watching it, and then I stopped because I think a new video game came out to distract me. But yeah, I'm excited. I haven't touched the game in a bit, and this will get me to open it up. March 12th. Check her out, folks.
So when the inevitable Dragon Ball Z collab comes up, what are we thinking? I mean, I'm just going to start it out bold here. My man Sigmar, he's got to be Frieza.
I think they're going to bring the Dragon Ball Z sets to the trading post. Can you imagine getting a little shitty Goku recolor of like a Legion set?
But can't you get the hair? Can't you get the Super Saiyan hair on humans?
You can, yeah, already. So
so just do that. It'd be great. Come on, wow.
My God. Do it.
Your fan base are old fogies anyways. They'd super love the reference.
But if they just said Dragon Ball, they didn't even do Z, they just did Dragon Ball. Like, we know y'all old folks will love this.
Oh, like, and me, but specifically, I would eat that shit up.
For $10, you can get the General Blue set. Randleman decked out in his Android 8 gear, Frankenstein-looking motherfucker.
Honestly, though, it would kind of work. They could definitely make, like, the low-poly clothes work with Dragon Ball simple armors.
Introducing new special belt, tail and dick out. Tail, dick, and balls. You, too, can act like little Goku and just have your dick out every couple episodes.
Oh, my God, that reminds me. Speaking of dicks, this is an aside. Another non-WoW thing. Sorry, people. Did you hear about the Knuckles TV series that it possibly might be rated R for nudity?
Yeah.
Graphic male nudity?
I thought that was a joke. It literally has to be a Goofenheimer.
It has to be.
Because, like, what? I just don't understand. Like, why? Why would there be male
like
nudity?
Maybe he, like, hits someone with a laser and one of the bad guys is like, ah, I'm naked! And then, like, their dick is obscured behind like a statue or something. Like maybe, but I feel like even if you did that joke, I've seen that in children's media, it wouldn't be like hard R implication of
are
being.
Are they gonna give him a gun?
No, they wouldn't give him a gun.
Why the fuck not? Why wouldn't they?
Because I that has to be, I too saw that, but I didn't click into it because I thought it was just a goof. I thought it was an edit, if you will, but no guns. Now, Shadow in the third movie, maybe, but this is the Knuckles miniseries.
Oh, yeah. Well, what if Shadow shows up in the... Okay, but now we're getting in the weeds. We'll continue this in After Dark.
Can you imagine if they fucking blew it? They were just like, Shadow's in the Knuckles series. It's like, what's the point of three, then? Just, also, I'm here.
I want the bat. What's that white bat bitch name?
Rouge the Bat, and she more than likely will be in the third movie. The third movie it seems like they're just doing Adventure 2.
Okay, so some chows will show up.
Yep.
Hey, calling all Kata kids. I'm sure you already know, but the beta for Kata has begun. Rejoice!
I mean, I personally don't really care, but I'm happy for all of y'all.
Neither do they. Every meme I've seen, like, quote retweeted of the Kata beta being out has been like, no, don't take my favorite away. Or like, damn, I used to think that Classic was cool. Like, no one is excited for this.
They were beginning to introduce, like, strings for the things that Kata brought, which is transmog. Honestly, Kata's an iconic patch for bringing transmog. Like, and a bunch of other quality of life.
Kata forced these kids into the light and into the WoW that we like, sort of the streamlined, cool WoW. But no, these people want to, they want to stay in the dark.
You must emerge to the flame and fire of Deathwing. I almost forgot his name. I was like, who is it again?
Like Sisyphus before you. You must go up and down his spines trying to bait lava glob jewels till the end of time.
Is that the worst raid fight ever?
Yes.
To be fair, from what I hear, everybody liked Kata up until that, well, if you were playing Kata, you know what I mean? Not everybody, but if you were playing Kata, that with Dragon Spine was like the worst part of it, which was the last patch. Kind of like Hellfire Citadel, you know, for WoD. Even though I like Hellfire Citadel.
Did people have beef with Hellfire Citadel?
The beef was that you had it for too long. Because by the time, we were doing it, that final
patch was way too long. But I was like, Hellfire Citadel itself as a raid, I thought was pretty beloved.
Oh, you know what? This brings me to my next point here. Maybe it's a little DNR thought. I don't know. So another thing that Kata added was void storage. Why? They need to fucking update void storage. It feels like that, like, random stepchild that you just, like, you know it exists. But who? Have you guys used void storage since I asked you last?
I mean, I have used it in the past. I believe I currently am just using it to put a few memorabilias in. Like, I believe my, maybe, like, an artifact weapon is in there. Or some, like, I don't even know. Like, it's just, like, some random pieces are. I'm like, oh, this, like, I might want to look at this again someday, so I put it in there. Like, that type of thing. But I'm like, I feel like they should update it somehow. I feel like it just feels really weird. it's almost like, just give us an extra bank slot or something.
This will surprise no one. I literally do not know what void storage does. I know it's a thing that Netherial can do. It's usually the guy who stands next to the team auger, but I think they asked me to for 100 coins to open it up, and I said no. And I have
you
never.
Had to fathom a guess at what it was. What would
just,
you guess
just a
it
bank?
Was?
Like a big bank?
Basically, it's a bank that you can put items in that you just want to keep here. Like, if you like, it's just to keep it somewhere else, another storage area, but it's so fucking limited. So the void storage holds 160 items in total,
and they're very weirdly specific about what things are allowed to be put in.
You,
there
you can't,
like,
just
I
put
feel like
anything in there.
No
And that's the annoying part. Point? Like, I think, like, at the end of Shadowlands, going into Dragonflight, I was trying to clean out my bank. So I was just, like, taking a bunch of things. So I was like, okay, maybe I can put some of this into void storage. And out of maybe I had, like, 20 items that I was trying to put in there. Maybe only, like, two of them were allowed to be in there. Granted, I also did not look up to see what specifically is allowed to be in there. So, I just feel like it's very weird.
So I have a question. Does it go between characters? Is it that kind of thing where I can put something in void storage on Growlina and Wigglestein can access the same void storage? Yeah, then what's the point?
Okay,
it
so
sounds like a bad bank.
I never really thought of it. You're right. Here's when it first came out. In patch 4.3, characters of all levels will be able to take advantage of a new technology known as void storage, which will open up 80 slots of long-term storage space. Void storage vaults will be, well, we know where they are. A variety of items can be placed into void storage, including soulbound items and battle.net account-bound items, making it the perfect location to store trophies from past conquests, as well as armor you may want to hold on to for transmogrification. Remember, the transmog patch didn't happen in Kata, so people probably were using it to hold old gear in at first. And at this point now, it's garbage, because here are the things you can't put in there. Unique items cannot be deposited. Many items marked as unique were changed to unique equipped. Items must be fully repaired before they can be deposited. You cannot deposit items that are stackable. This means old currency, some old quest-related items, and some soulbound food and drink cannot be deposited.
Not Yab Yag snowballs! Where will we put them?
Unique items such as certain tabards and holiday items such as Pilgrim's Hat, as well as items below uncommon quality, cannot be stored in void. Why? There's so many stupid limitations on it.
So this is just my fully repaired green sword of the Fire Flash that I really, really like. I can put that in there. But Atiesh, Blades of Azanoth, that's a no-go. Nope, this is just for Blade of the Fire Flash.
So, like, what I use it for is I put old tier sets in there. And I don't even know why. I just remember, like, sometimes I go and I'm like, oh, I have tier sets in there. Do I go look at them? No. Do I pull them out for time walking? No. I just leave them in there because I'm like, I worked hard. I have my three Jotungers in there because that's where they belong. I want to keep those and never delete them by accident. But there's got to be something. I mean, at least change it. Let us put anything in there. And I don't know, what else could they do?
Yeah, okay, this is jogging my memory a bit. I think in mine currently, I have like a few trinkets that I grew attached to that I was like, oh, I'm going to miss this thing. And then I think my Dami Mommy gear is in there, I think.
Yeah, I worked too hard for that to just delete it. Like, I was like, I'm, who knows? Maybe one day this will somehow be meta again.
You know the worst part? I think I hucked my Dom shards off a cliff. After they were so important and it took every single ounce of my being to get them, I think as soon as they were redundant, I was like, and threw them into the Shadowfell.
You threw them into the Shadowfell, but not into the void storage.
No, Dame Aelin did not pick them up. She was just like, I knew they were unimportant, so I let those bitches fall.
Oh, okay. Here's a little reason why it's a little nitpicky. I continue reading their big thing. It's important to note that the goal of Void Storage isn't to be a second bank, but rather a place where players can safely store items they wish to keep for the life of the game, either for sentimental or aesthetic reasons. Since you're not supposed to be using this often, any item placed in there will be stripped of all its enhancements, enchants, gems, sockets, and reforged stats. This will help us reduce the impact such storage can have on the game servers. So probably be there like, guys, don't store too much shit in here. You're going to break the game.
It's deep and dark like a void, but not really. It's just a name. Sorry.
And I think you had to like pay per item to store it. It
costs 10 gold per item. So really it's like cheap, but I mean, not really. If it adds up, if you're putting in 80 items, I guess. Goofy shit. Hey, maybe Gravelina's going to go hang out by the void storage person. That's what I heard.
She will not, but she's somewhere.
Welcome back, all my lovely friends. Gravelina here to inspire you all to greatness, or at the very least, distract you for a minute or two. I'm here with Hikaru. Friend, what are your thoughts on the mysterious pirate patch looming in the horizon?
I hope they let us utilize the boat dock back in Draenor, and finally let us create our own ships. We have been sitting on other ships for so long, I want my own.
So would this be a stock standard thing, or customizable?
I honestly haven't put that much effort into thinking about it. I just want my own pirate ship. Unpopular opinion, but I really think it's time.
I certainly cannot disagree. If the powers that be can't let me live somewhere stationary, at least give me a vehicle to live in.
Right? We are owed our boats. I demand our boats.
Well, you heard it here. Ian, Holly, New Steve, where are the boats? I've been Growlina, and tell you what, how about you listen to the rest of the show while Hikaru and I wait for our pirate ships? I promise you, it'll be a hoot.
Thanks, Growl. That was a quality report. And now we're back.
We back, baby. Okay, I got a little bit of baby beef here. A little bit of baby beef to bring up. A little baby hamburger
baby
beef.
Ooh, tell me.
So I saw this happen on Twitter because I got a notification and I clicked in to see what was going on. So I honestly kind of forgot about the pirate flag patch 10.2.6. You know how they're like, it's coming soon, it's gonna be out, but like there was no information on it.
Yeah. So before we started recording, Slide was telling me about, I assume what he is going to talk about with this beef. But I also just like independently saw a bunch of like hoopla going around on Twitter. Like people were like in a tizzy about like the fact that like we still don't have any information about what or when 10.2.6 is coming out. And like some people were like going off about this as if it was like the biggest deal in the world. I'm like, where did all this come from? Where did all this heat come from all of a sudden?
I think it's entitled people who think they should know everything all the time, but it's also people, content creators are dying on the vine. They're like, how can we make new videos for our content if we don't get patched news to speculate about? Because Taliesin and Nevital have been just rehashing old fucking shit, bringing up fucking housing again. I'm so sick. If I have to hear about player housing one more time, I'm going to shoot myself. Like, it's not happening.
There was a headline I saw from Wowhead that was like, Talion and Evicel talk about who they should steal from to get good housing. And I'm like, that just looks embarrassing for the brand, man. You didn't have to write that article.
And then I feel like I've seen that Wowhead article like 18 times. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like just so many. So anyway, so Wowhead posted, Blizzard has posted this week in WoW, which unfortunately includes no 10.2.6 or Season 4 news. Okay, fine, whatever. And then they tweeted on their account, LOL, F you! Now, I've always wondered about this. I've never said F you out loud before. Is that how you say it? Or are they actually saying foo?
No, it's a reference to that old Rage comic meme, the fuh.
So it's fu, but like without saying the cu?
Yeah, saying like, fuck, we're so screwed because our we're not interesting, so our coverage is all anyone comes for.
I always thought it was like, yeah, I guess I've never had this conversation about how you say a meme before out loud, but yeah, and so I was like, oh my god, because obviously they want to, you know, they want to cover it and make stuff. So do we, but we have ways to vamp otherwise, But then
this isn't our literal job. Like Taliesin has that, well, I guess they both do, but they have that new baby to take care of and assumedly some sort of big house they got from WoW Bucks. So now rent is due.
But then so Holly Longdale, who is indeed a executive producer and vice president for WoW, she's very important. She responded, sorry? We have learned that not having news and deets is frustrating for our creators and players. Stick with us for a minute. Our goal is to have a bit of fun. As always, we are here to learn and serve, so to speak. So this is giving me, they're purposely not saying anything because they want to break the meta a little bit. They're tired of Wowhead fucking shoveling up all the shit and spoiling everything that they're keeping under wraps.
I think that's even thinking a little too much about it. I think they've been kind of clear from the beginning about this, that like it's not that serious. I think it might legitimately be an April 1st, April Fool's joke type patch where just silly fun, which this response from Holly also kind of makes me feel like that. I mean, like, I don't know. I feel like people are like really overreacting to this. Also, in all of the firestorm that was happening on Twitter earlier this week, I saw somebody compile like a graph of like time between the patches, and like we're still very much so within like the amount of time that's normal between these patches. So like I don't know why anyone is acting as if the game is like dead just because they aren't like officially releasing any information about this. They just have something that they're proud of that would be better if it was a surprise. That's like all I think we can assume here, right?
Yeah, and you know what? What if it's like they want to be a surprise, but they didn't like think it was gonna be as big as people are making it out of each. Yeah. So like, guys, you're overhyping yourselves at this point. Like, chill.
It's gotta be like, you know how like for like 3 days after April 1st in Overwatch, people have googly eyes and they say funny ultimate lines. It's gonna be something like that where, yeah, for like a week, like some NPCs have eye patches and some NPCs have altered dialogue where they say yar, ha ha hee hee pirates. It's like, yeah, we don't need testing because that's like, it only affects like 10 NPCs.
Oh, we got a great comment from Arjasach here 2 days ago. I think there might be a big difference between what players want and what content creators want. Of course, content creators want information to sell them with their content. Many players like a bit of mystery now and then. No harm in having small patches like this without knowing everything in advance. Right, because this could be absolutely nothing. Like it's just a little itty-bitty extra bone to chew on.
It's not like they aren't telling us about, like, a major, like, 0.0 patch or even a half patch, like a 0.5 patch. It's, like, literally a 0.6 patch, which is I don't know. Like, I feel like we should just be happy that there is going to be a 0.6 and a 0.7 patch, because, like, we've been late to the wasteland in the past without updates between, like, 0.5 patches before. Like, it's coming. Like, calm down, everyone.
I can't believe people really think player housing is going to happen. Like, at this point, if they're working on it, like, maybe. Because what did Ian say? It would take them, like, 3 expansions of work to get the stuff for player housing even, like, set.
Yeah, I believe that's what he said. I don't remember where. Was that at BlizzCon?
It was at BlizzCon, but then it was, like, giving, like, we haven't even started. Like, if we were to do it, this is how long it would take. It was something like that. Like, it would take, like, 3 games worth of time to get it in. Because, like, I feel like the game would explode trying to install player houses anywhere on the map.
It definitely, I know a lot of people have been like, I'm going to put my house in Grizzly Hills. Oh, I'm going to put my house in the Shadowlands. Well, no one says that. But no, the only way it could work is if it was garrisoned and it's like you go through a gate that is your house. And then it's like, oh, I'm in my house. If they were to do player housing, the only way that it would work would be so gutted that I feel like they wouldn't want to let people down like that.
Yeah, because if people don't get exactly what they want out of player housing, they are going to be even more insufferable than they already are about the idea of not having it in the first place.
Yeah, like, there is literally no way you can just take your housing kit and run to a hill on, like, Borean Tundra and be like, this is where I live. Everyone will see my house forever. Because, one, that's terrible for the map. You'll have, like, 100,000, let's say 100,000 people engage with this. 100,000 little cabins springing up across the world is going to really clutter up your world. So,
especially if they can't even handle void storage, not having enhancements on items, how are they going to handle people's houses and customizing them to the way people want? Like,
it also, and I'm sorry, everyone, grip the edge of your chairs. Aaron's going to get mean here because he's drinking rum and cokes. If they were to do player housing, people are like, I want to show off my accomplishments. But I feel like you'd want to make those accomplishments big things. And the player housing group is not the group going out and doing those things.
You're right.
it's like garrisons. Yeah, there was one for like spending 100,000 gold in your garrison. That's probably all a lot of people did. Like, I would want achievements and stuff like that to be like, oh, I bested all these trials. And it's like, do you really want to be the guy who gets your player housing and then your shit's empty?
I remember when we first got our garrison, if you don't know where Draenor Darling started and where was Draenor, I remember scrolling through all the little statues and them all having a big ass lock symbol on them that I couldn't use until I did it. And by the skin of our teeth, we got that Khadgar fighting Gul'dan
statue for AOTC. I was just about to be like, oh, that was on the AOTC. I thought it was mythic. I was about to say, I saw that thing and be like, I'm never going to get that. I feel rotten now.
I think it was a cooler one for mythic. I'm pretty sure.
But yeah, I agree with what you guys are saying that, like, if player housing ever was to come into WoW, which I am in the air leaning no, that I don't think it will ever happen. I see there being two options, a lesser likely option of being like what old school RuneScape did, where they had like several areas where you could. So like they would have like, okay, this is Stormwind or Elwynn, where it's like they have like kind of like a Dark Moonfair portal entrance in an area where then you would go through it and then it would be teleport you like, and then like with magic be have you in that area with like a bunch of plots that like then you could set up at.
Would you,
like,
see other people's homes?
I think you could, but I don't know how they want to deal with that. So that's why I think that's less likely. I honestly think it would just be a Garrison's 2.0 where like you choose a backdrop of where you would want to be and then you just phase in and then you can invite people to it. Like, I think that's probably the best that they would do.
Well, something like my grandfather says, something better than nothing, and no jumpy jumpy on the couch. It's two famous phrases.
Because you can't jumpy on the couch because you have to get AOTC to get the couch. And these people will not be getting that.
My mom is visiting him. He's straight out of Puerto Rico. So my mom's visiting him in Massachusetts where he moved. And she called us on Facebook. And I was like, what is she calling me at this time for? This is weird. And I answer it. And she goes, say hi to your grandpa. And he's laying on his bed. No shirt. Hi. I'm like, mom, what is this? Like, I'm on the train. Like, I can't. They're looking at my shirtless grandfather.
I'm just going to play, like, 3 seconds of Party in My Iggy right now. Bring your friends and good vibes. It's the best on ice. And it's going to be a biggie. There's a party in my Iggy. Okay, it happened.
You were doing PvP on wait, who are you doing it on? Were you doing it on Randleman or were you doing it on Garlina?
PvP? I would never do that.
Didn't you say you were doing PvP?
Oh, yes. I was engaging in a bit of PvP on Growlina. I make that distinction because I was also playing Growlina recently.
Wait, why were you playing Growlina? Boy, please remind the crowd who Growlina is.
Growlina is my Worgen Lady Death Knight. She's unholy. Slide Whistle had the name, which is just Growlina's name, but with one eye. And then he relinquished it to me to create this character. And I don't know. I was bored one night. And then I asked Hubby Bubba, I was like, what should I do? And then she looked at my screen and she said, Growlina is level 32. And I said, you know what? That is weird. So I was playing some Growlina. But then she was kind of boring because I think I'm specced into the wrong things on Unholy. So I stopped playing her. I was on her more successful cousin, Growlina, doing some PvP. What is your question?
If you're still doing PvP to impress your womans, Comp Stomp is back. You can beat up bots and you can tell her they're people and she won't even know.
How impressive. Look, hon, look, I'm getting them. They're just walking in a straight line. No, I swear I'm cool.
Got top frags. I'm also okay, so we very rarely do I delve into MMO Champion because I feel like their website looks ugly, but sometimes they have interesting things like player suspended due to pet name in PvP, and the you know what the pet name was?
I do.
What was it?
Well, Immune, do you have a guess?
I don't know. Is it something racist?
No, I don't know. It's Carrion Bird.
It's Carrion Bird.
Because yeah, it was just a vulture. And I saw name. That. I saw that.
I was going to say, that's 100% the default name yeah. that it puts on it.
Yeah. So I was looking at it and I was trying to think, what even is like racist or offensive here? And I think it was just like a one became a zero in the automation. And it was just like, you can't say slurs like that.
I think this was in Classic WoW. But it's still funny. So, what will probably happen is, this just really goes to show that there's nobody moderate. I mean, they did fire lots of punch people. But they've always based their reports and their bans off of just mass reports. And the AI system just is like, okay, you've been reported 40 times by a guild. Therefore, you must be guilty. So, the thing says, greetings, name. Actions taken. Account suspended. Carrion Bird was permanently renamed or is going to be renamed. Violation. Inappropriate name. Your fellow players reported your in-game name is inappropriate multiple times. It was a hit job.
I mean, to be fair, if you aren't renaming your pet bird, what are you doing? You probably do deserve to be banned.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, if you're rolling up to raid, and this is classic, so you're level 60, you're like, I've been playing for 70 hours, and your bird is still Carrion Bird, I'm reporting you for bad taste.
Fix that shit immediately. And that's what WoW told them to do, too. So I'm curious what the bird's name is going to be renamed to.
What if they accident, because it's like, it's just randomly throwing spaghetti at the wall. It's just a slur. It's like, whoa, what the fuck? It's like, I'm sorry, our computer didn't know. He's using some of those Gran Torino words.
Oh, God, there's so many of those. You know what? I think it's time for a top two, bottom boot, medium moot. What do you guys think?
Why not?
Yeah, you know, let's go. Let's see.
Yeah, okay, I got a top two. And it's also, it's a little bit of a When was the last time you guys have been to Goldshire? Just hanging around Goldshire?
The last time the fair was in town, I guess.
Well, yeah, love is in the air. I had to go I had to go fluff those cummy pillows.
Yeah, yeah, that's the answer. That was the last time I was there.
You guys should just go there on like an off day, because the Goldshire community, and I'm not talking the sex people, I'm talking the PvP duelers who stand on the fence. There, I feel like there's only more people there than the last time I went there. Sometimes on my lunch break, I'll just like go down the Goldshire and I'll just hang out on the fence, and there's like 30 to 40 people just literally talking and slash say still, dueling. Somebody got offended at me. Okay, so there was a horde rogue stabbing Alliance guards, and I was like, I wonder if I can kill him. So I had to do the old school way of flagging myself for PvP. Do you remember that shit?
Ooh, do I?
Oh, man, it's been so long since I've had to think about that, honestly.
So I flagged myself for PvP because I wasn't in war mode, and I started to attack him. And he killed me immediately, because, I mean, I'm not wearing PvP gear. I'm not even wearing trinkets. I'm on my evoker. I just flew down here to Goldshire to hang out. And he killed me, and then a monk whispered me and said, hey, add me to your group. I'll heal you, and we can kill him. And I'm like, okay. And so, he comes back. I come back. I almost kill him. I get healed, and then he disappears. Then this dude appears on an evoker, an Alliance evoker, and starts talking shit. You lost 2v1. You idiot. You couldn't even kill me 2v1. And I was like, wait, what's going on here?
Wait a minute.
And so I think it was a bait. I think it was a purposeful bait where he's just like, I'm going to kill whoever comes here, and I'm just going to get on my Alliance suit and talk trash. And I was like, I don't even have gear on. I was even wearing trinkets. Like, of course you're going to kill me. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just having fun out here. And he was like, you suck. You suck at this game. I own Goldshire. I'm the king of Goldshire. And I couldn't tell if it was like facetious or if it was real. And I'm like, man, this area is crazy. It was very much an Abby Abbey vibe where I'm like, I can't tell if you're like just an idiot or you're like kind of fun.
I mean, the answer can be yes to both.
So yeah, if you want to have Abby Abbey fight you at the Stormwind Gates for how much money was it?
100K.
I think it was 100K, yeah.
100K when we were literal children.
Did we ever record the Abby Abbey story somewhere?
You know what? I don't even think so. Because the thing is, it is such an important story, but it's also pretty quick. I mean, we could spin it real quick.
Yeah,
if you
spin
wanted.
It up. Spin it up.
I believe we did, but like, let's run it back again.
So yeah, so this is, hey everyone, mini story time. We had some extra time anyways. We wanted to make sure you got your money's worth. This is when we were on our original guild, Garrosh Hell Team.
When we didn't know, we didn't have a guild, basically, and we were, I believe this is during the time when we were just leveling still for the first time. Like,
yes,
I don't think had a max level character even.
This was on Wigglestein, Buddy ALC, Homozygous, like the OGs, like the, well, I guess Slide Whistle had a different OG character, but these are like some of the first creations.
Yeah, and we were like, were we going from Goldshire to Stormwind?
No,
we
were in Stormwind, and we were like, we're trying to build up our guild. We're trying to be super cool, our own guild. So we were just spamming guild invites to people. And it got to this rando named like Hunter Abbey. And Hunter Abbey was like, oh, so great to be part of this group. Like, I'm excited for the guild. Do you guys mind if I borrow some money from the guild coffers? And we're like, what? Like, we had like nothing because we didn't pay into the guild coffers. And all the guild challenges are like, beat it on heroic mode. And we were still doing normal.
Like, did we even have anything in there? If we did, it was like 10 gold.
Yeah, no like way. Maybe like 100 gold, maybe. And they said, do you mind if I just take some money? And we were like, what? Like, that's weird. And I say she. In my head, it's a lady just because the name Abby is used. And it's like, yeah, just 100K. And I remember we're out loud and in chat, we said, bitch! We said, bitch! You think, like, That is a, it's like in Austin Powers when he's like, I want $1 trillion. And they're like, that much money doesn't exist yet. It's like, none of us even has 100K, let alone the guild.
No, at this point, I think like the most any of us had individually, it was probably like 1K. Like if we pooled all of our money together at that point, we maybe had 5K.
So it's just like all, and the Abiyak was there too. So we were just like, bitch, bitch. We're like, get your goofing ass out of here. And like the character in your story, Abby was like, you guys fucked up. You guys are such losers for like making fun of me and kicking me out of the guild. 1v1 me at the Stormwind Gate. So we showed up at the Stormwind Gate and then someone got a whisper from like Ab Lee. Like it was definitely like this person had a consistent naming convention and this was just a different character. And they were like, come and fight me 1v1. And we were like, no.
I feel like it was Yabiag because was this the time when Yabiag had that boy that gave him his WoW gold when he quit? So he had like a little bit more money. It wasn't 100K
yes,
money, but he had like
yes.
15K or something like that.
Yeah.
I actually distinctly remember that Yabiag's boy like just threw around, like through air quotes, threw around. And like we were like this money and we were like, oh my God. Yabiyak, you're rich now. You're swimming in gold because I think like his man was just like, yeah, I'm done with WoW. Like, do you want this 50K or something like that?
And that was it. I don't think we ever saw Ab Lee, the actual character. It was just like 1v1 me, and we were like, no.
They never showed up. Like we were ready to figure. We wouldn't even know what that even meant. Like, we have no concept of what that would even consisted of. Anyway, that's all my top two. What about you, Eric?
The story is his top two. And I have a medium moot this week.
Moot.
Medium moot.
So I was getting my ass kicked by Nymoon, Nimone, in raid on Randleman. So I said, you know what, guys? I'm going to go. You guys have a better chance at finishing this without me. So I load into Valdrakken. And there's this little tanned twinkle of a man standing on the steps. And he's screaming in slash S. And I'm like, what? It was a general.
So was it slash S or was he like slash yelling?
No, it was, like, was it? It was slash S, but it was in all caps. And the things he were saying were very like yelling out loud inspirational speech. It's a gentleman by the name of Eborsisk, Eborsissk of Proudmore.
Oh.
And it was like, I caught the middle of it, but it was like, the people above want you to think that you're pawns. We are not pawns in their game. We are much bigger than the Pantheon. We're much bigger than the Aspects. They want your blood for their war against the Void, but they don't know what is going on in the Void. They do not know what will be here in 3 months.
What?
Okay. So just hold up for a second here. I feel like this is a Blizzard plant, like our conspiracy theory that we had on this podcast a few weeks ago about how they are slowly planting in-game conspiracies that will slowly become part of the lore.
So the whole time I was sitting below him, like I was kneeling, and then anytime he'd say something, I'd just have to like undermine it, and not even like you're wrong, but it'd be like, they don't know what's coming. And then I'd be like, you guys need to listen to this guy. Or it's like, they think we're pawns. And I'm like, we'll never be pawns.
So you're his hype man there?
Yeah. I was like, this guy's a weirdo, but he's like an old school, like rage up weirdo. So like, I'm fine with it.
It's like that one video of that one lady with her mom. And I'm like, and then it's like, hometown.
Hometown. You put my mama and her titties aren't saggy. They're not saggy.
Anyways, so he goes on this whole thing for like 15 minutes, and eventually he goes, you'll all see 3 months. 3 months from now, you'll all see. And I know, because I'm a dev. And I said,
so did you set a timer for 3 months?
I did on my phone. It's counting down every moment. But I said, are you really a dev? And he goes, yeah, a drunk dev, but I'm a dev. I know things you'll never know. And I said, you won't be able to share them because I'm calling your boss. You're breaking an NDA right now. And he like broke character. He was like, please don't.
I was like,
my dude, Blizzard will fire anyone who's doing a good job. I could say you're breaking NDA and shit can you, but obviously I never will. But
is this Ray job?
I mean, you know what? It's terrible. I did not lay down on the ground, nor did I turn into a piece of amber. If I had, I knew his old rage up tendencies would have exploded out of him.
He would have jumped from the roof.
Can you imagine getting on your dragon, flying all the way up to Seat of the Aspects, and then like 30 seconds later, you see him heroic leap down just to sit on your face?
Oh my god. I could actually. I could see it.
Honestly, we lost a real one there.
Ripperoonie. But Ibersisk, if you still exist, well, I guess even if you're not a dev, hey, you got mentioned. And if you are, get us in the writer's room, please. I've got a lot of important ideas. The most pressing of which is to ask immunization. Finish us up. Tell us your TTBBMM.
Well, I feel kind of left out here because, like, I don't have, like, particularly a story about, like, interactions with other people. I did have a weird interaction when somebody wanted a crest made and they... I guess, okay, this is my top two. The tables have been kind of dry lately. Maybe it's the times that I'm on because I'm on like, or maybe a little earlier than the people on our server are around. But I had somebody posting in chat saying that they wanted a crest made. I'm like, sure. And their name was Throat Load.
Okay.
And I was like, yeah, send it over this way. And then they sent me their order. And then they were like, by the way, I love your name. And I'm like, thanks. Thank you so much, Throat Load. So, like, implying that, like, you know, his name was obviously Throat Load.
Addressing him by his proper status.
I believe I separated it and capitalized Throat and Load for him. Because I assume that's how he, his Christian name, you know? Anyways, then he was like, yeah, you know, for my lifestyle, it's very important for me to keep all my immunizations up to date. I'm like, yeah, you know, you cannot be the throat goat without keeping it safe. You know, you won't have longevity without all of your immunizations.
Got to use some dental dams in there.
So like that, I guess that was my interesting interaction with people.
Yeah.
Last week.
I didn't hang out with Throat Load. I'm kind of jealous.
It tipped well, honestly.
I hung out with your rival, Hairy Butt. Or Itchy Butt.
Yeah, Itchy Bottom, I believe, is who you're referring to. Yeah, there is, I believe, a tailor that is hanging around, or an enchanter. I frequent both of the tables because they're right next to each other. But yeah, I've noticed this character.
Who do you think works the Goldshire Inn more, Throat Load or Itchy Bottom?
Ooh, man. I feel like it's got to be Itchy Bottom just because he caught something, right? He did something wrong.
I guess, yeah, he was so promiscuous that he got a worm or something. Guy Fieri is going to sneak up behind him and go.
I think he just needs to take notes from Throat Load and get his vaccinations and immunizations up to date.
It's never too late.
It's not too late. And it's never too late. Just like it's never too late to thank our $5 a month patrons. They include Command Sergeant Major Tajurla, Ahoy Vince, Instinct/Drag Race, Ezra, and Digital Dave, asking Growlina to say, for the Horde. Mitch wants to remind everyone that Rathian isn't daddy. He's a literal child. He's a baby. Crucifix, Saracen Hawk, Kick Puncher, new patron. Wyatt's 2006's own heartthrob, Dax Shepherd. He was on Parenthood. I know. My mom told me he was very spicy. He was in waiting, too. He smoked a lot of weed. Jerome, Satious and Soup, Adorno! Losing the Patient, Gershon, Big Papa Crispy's Big Mama, Calcus, a tired Void Elf, Huzzah! Johnny's Friday is Saved, Wooly, Slide Whistle Secret Stalker, Teehee, Adam N., Vanderlyle, and Will, aka Tire, Trade Chat's Fallen Father.
We salute those who email us at donotrelentpod@gmail.com, and we give the middle finger to those bad boys and girls who emailed me at NavarraCoffin@gmail.com. What about you guys? Where can they find you on the internet?
Well, you can find me, Alex or Immunization, on Twitter @NewEraAlex or on Blue Sky @Immunization.
You can find me, Aaron the Human, at TheBigCheesy on Twitter.com and find all of the show's many websites at our link tree. That is linktr.ee/DoNotRelentPod. If you can imagine a website, we're on it and it's there.
If you like us, then keep listening. And remember,
another down. Do not relent.
Do Not Relent is a podcast within the 3HNC network, representing U.S. Proudmoore's premier podcasts.
That was a very good wish.